This show's got some serious content. Three interviews with USL Championship players. The Premier League is into crunch time. The Rowdies to face an MLS team. And more right here on the World Soccer Report.
It is time for the Rowdies Rundown and World Soccer Report with Buster DeLay as we go over all of what's happening in the world of soccer. And here is your host, Buster DeLay.
And welcome to the World Soccer Report. As mentioned in the prelude, we have a lot to cover today, so let's hop right in. Starting off, of course, with the Rowdies Rundown. I will cover two Rowdies games in this show. First of all, the US Open Cup game against the Villages. The Rowdies absolutely smashed them, yet the Villages still showed a lot of class. They could have easily had at least two goals, if not for the seven saves from Raico Arozarena, who was playing his first game of the season. Lucky M. Kosana scored a hat trick. Jake Armin registered three assists, Jordan Scarlett scored a header, Jake LaCava finished off a very pretty Rowdies move, and finally, Lawrence Wyke's low cross was missed by everybody as it nestled into the far corner. This game introduced some serious talents as well. The Villages had a few high schoolers, one being their goalkeeper, Andrew Muller, who also plays for his school's football team, the other being forward Peyton Rausch. For the Rowdies, two youngsters made their professional debuts. Midfielder Santiago Castaneda and defender Tate Johnson both featured and played very well. The second game I will report on is a little less cheery. The Tampa Bay Rowdies faced in-state rival the Miami FC in what has become something of a derby. Pitchside coverage of the match is available on my Instagram page, at World Soccer Report. That's at symbol, World Soccer Report. All one word. The Rowdies fell 1-0 to Miami, ending the Green and Gold's unbeaten streak. The first half was very even, and I could not pick a favorite to win at all. In the second half, the Rowdies were by far the better team. However, Joshua Perez curled a shot towards CJ Cochran, who saved the attempt well, yet the rebound fell to an onrushing Pierre da Silva, who gobbled up the chance and smashed the ball into the net. Joining me after the game to discuss his goal, the win, and his relationship with his teammates is Pierre da Silva. Here with Pierre da Silva, forward number 98 for the Miami FC. Now, Pierre, how was it scoring against the Rowdies tonight in the 1-0 win?
It was amazing. Obviously, they're our rivals, and it was a big game for us, and thank God we came out with 3 points.
And as I just saw, you were talking with people like former Rowdies player Jochen Groff and Kyle Murphy. What are the friendships like that you make on this Miami team?
We're a family, so whoever whoever comes in is always family to me, you know? All my teammates are family to me.
Also, to discuss this monumental victory, which was their first against Tampa Bay, is former Rowdies player and one of the league's best ever single season goal scorers, Kyle Murphy. Here with Kyle Murphy, forward number 9 for the Miami FC. Now, today, Kyle, I am a Tampa supporter, and you beat us 1-0, but I still love you. What was it like winning against a team such as the Rowdies?
No, it's always, you know, you're going to get a good game with the Rowdies, so it's always good to come here and get a good result. It's always a tough game.
And obviously a former Rowdies player yourself, played for us for a couple months back in, I want to say 2020. What was that like playing with the Rowdies way back then?
No, I enjoyed my time with the Rowdies, but I enjoyed coming back here and seeing some friendly faces. It was nice.
And in between the Miami FC and the Rowdies, you played with Memphis 901, and you had an absolutely amazing season last year. In my opinion, one of, if not the MVPs of the league, scoring 21 goals. What was that like?
It was great. It was almost every game I scored, so... You know, I just try to contribute to the team any way I can, so it's good to be able to have a good season like that and help my team.
As always, thank you to these players for their time. Now, to finish off the set of interviews in this show, a man who has been here for a few years, yet has not featured on the show yet, finally is featured. Please welcome Lewis Hilton. I'm here with Lewis Hilton, midfielder number 4 for the Tampa Bay Rowdies. Now, Lewis, you really hold down and command our midfield game in, game out. What is it like with all the players in front of you and behind you commanding the midfield like that?
Yeah, we've got a really, really good team. I think with the teammates that I have, it makes it easy to do my job. We've got
such good attacking players and guys at the back that can get me on the ball. So yeah, my teammates make my job a lot easier for me.
And what was your transition like in, I believe, 2020 from St. Louis to the Tampa Bay Rowdies, and now you're in your second or third season, I believe, with us? Yeah. What was that transition like?
Yeah, so in St. Louis, we were kind of a mid-table team, making the playoffs here and there, but obviously coming to a club like the Rowdies, we're competing for championships, winning regular seasons and the Eastern Conference 2 years in a row, so... Definitely a better winning environment to be in at Tampa.
And ball touch is something that young players like myself always have to work on constantly to make sure that they're good enough to be seen by coaches and seen by everybody. And your ball touch is incredible, getting the ball in the midfield, turning and spraying it out wide to one of our wingers or driving forward. What is some advice for young players that want to become like you in the future?
Yeah, just keep practicing, keep enjoying playing. I think that's the main thing. You got to love playing soccer. So, every day go out there and enjoy playing with your friends and make the most of every day. If you want to improve, then look at things you can get better at and look to work on it. But ultimately, just try and enjoy every day playing football.
Top man, Lewis, is thank you. The Tampa Bay Rowdies are set to face Orlando City, an MLS team, in the next round of the U.S. Open Cup. The game will be played at Exploria Stadium, Wednesday, April 20th at 7 o'clock p.m. Come on, you Rowdies! Now, onto the MLS spotlight. Of course, it had to be El Tráfico. This is a derby between LAFC and the LA Galaxy. It was everything you could ask for in an El Tráfico. The scoring was opened by Chicharito, who headed the ball back across goal after Samuel Grandsir floated the ball in. The second LA Galaxy goal was also served up by Samuel Grandsir. This time, it was Sega Koulibaly to score at the back post. The defender wheeled away in ecstatic celebration, and the stadium broke the sound barrier. LAFC were shut down by the Galaxy defense, including 6 saves, game total, from Jonathan Bond. They would grab one through Christian Arango. Then, they thought they tied it up in stoppage time. However, Latif Blessing's goal was disallowed. A perfect El Tráfico for the neutral. FC Barcelona were just minutes away from a shock result against relegation-battling Levante. Levante were awarded, get this, 3 penalties in this game. Jose Morales scored the first one, Roger Marti saw his saved by Marc-Andre Ter Stegen, and Gonzalo Malero scored the third spot kick that was awarded. This Malero goal looked to be the final act in the 83rd minute. Building on the 2 Barcelona goals from the in-form Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang and young sensation, Pedri, Luke de Jong proved to be the ultimate super sub yet again. Will Real Madrid be caught? Sevilla and Barcelona each sit 12 points behind them, with Atletico Madrid not far behind. Levante and Alaves are 7 points from safety at the bottom of the La Liga table. Dortmund chase Bayern behind by 9 points. Christopher Nkunku is on fire at the moment for RB Leipzig. The French forwards scored yet another goal in their most recent 3-0 win over Hoffenheim. At the bottom of the table, Firth are in a real pickle, 10 points behind 19th place. VfB Stuttgart sit just above the relegation zone, yet they still have some work to do to get into a more comfortable position in the league table. In the Serie A, the title race is very close. Milan lead it right now, but one result could blow the door wide open. Salernitana are the team in the worst situation as of now, but there is still time to save any of the bottom few's season. At this time of the year, one result could change it all. 9 points behind Cagliari and safety is not unattainable. If PSG continue the fabulous form they are in, they will claim the Ligue 1 title. Most recently, Kylian Mbappe and Neymar each scored hat-tricks, while Messi recorded 3 assists. This deadly front 3 may well be finding their feet. Now, the huge news. Of all of the leagues in the world, the Premier League is the one with the most eyes on it right now due to the dramatic finish at both ends of the table. Liverpool and Manchester City faced in what could be one of the most important Premier League games ever. Welcome to the Worldwide Game of the Week! This game would probably decide a champion if one of the teams won. Yet, as you know, this sport produces freakish events week in and week out, so really anything can happen. A result would definitely give the winning team a step up, with the two teams being separated by 1 point. City started off strong, with Kevin De Bruyne opening the scoring in the 5th minute after his shot took a deflection and hit off the post past a sprawled Alisson. Liverpool and Diogo Jota responded quickly, all level after 13 minutes. After catching Trent Alexander-Arnold off guard as he was forced to fill in at left back on a set piece, Gabriel Jesus snuck in behind the Liverpool defense and bundled his shot into the net, ending his goal drought. Within 1 minute of the second half kicking off, Mo Salah picked out a perfect pass to Sadio Mane, who finished past Ederson. Raheem Sterling then scored later on in the second half for City, only for it to be ruled out due to the offside rule. All square at full time, what a game. In the relegation battle, Norwich, Watford, Everton, and Burnley are the 4 teams under 30 points. Burnley played 2 crucial games, one against fellow struggling club Everton, which they won 3-2, then one against last place Norwich, which they lost. On top of this, Everton defeated Manchester United, thanks to Anthony Gordon's deflected shot. Watford lost to Leeds United, who are just barely above Everton in 16th place. This relegation battle is going to be wild. No telling who's going down as of right now. Check out the up-and-coming network, myhuvi.com. It's all one word, myhuvi.com, to find my shorter, more concise report, The Worldwide Soccer 180. Find it under the channel titled Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. To the listeners of the show, thank you. It means the world. If you enjoyed this show, please share it to others. Be sure to check out my Instagram account, at World Soccer Report. That's that symbol, World Soccer Report, all one word. And if you were listening in on the radio, be sure to check out my Spotify show archives by searching up The World Soccer Report, not all one word. While you're there, click the link in my Spotify description to see how you can support the show. Thank you for listening, and as always, thank you to Radio St. Pete Online for being my home base here on the show. This has been The World Soccer Report. And I'll see you at the game.